Okay, get my gavel out and make it a, oh, sorry. Here we go. Get my gavel out, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is November 17th, 2022 at 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda this morning, both involving requests for conditional use permits to allow for development of accessory dwelling units on properties. And I believe we're going to start with number 2202874, which involves the Brandis property and a request for approval of a conditional use permit to construct an approximately 569 square foot accessory dwelling unit or ADU on property at 2676 Northwest Birkenfeld Way. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific requirements for approval of a conditional use permit under the municipal code, as well as the specific requirements for approval of an accessory dwelling unit. To that end, I did receive, I believe it's 18 exhibits in relation to this specific proposal in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review, including a staff report prepared by county staff, information on the environmental review that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, or SEPA, including the SEPA determination that was made by the county, information generally on the plans, various plan sets and submittals, information on utilities and the availability of water and sewer, et cetera, for the proposed structure, and information on the notice that occurred in relation to the application, as well as today's hearing. And finally, some information on the review that county staff itself had. So those are the exhibits so far that I have reviewed, and I'm going to admit them into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they would like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. All testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because were my decision to be appealed under our state's Ladies Petition Act, or LUPA, the recording of this morning's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits and my decision, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. Finally, the order that we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first we'll hear from county staff, who will give an overview of the proposal and explain the review process that led us to today's hearing. Then traditionally, we would hear from the applicant or applicant representative. Sometimes applicants aren't involved when things are a little more straightforward, but I must stress it is not the county's burden to convince me that a permit should be issued. It is the applicant's burden, and I just want to make that known. And then we would, after that, see if there are members of the public interested in participating, and if so, they would have that opportunity. And then finally, at the end, if necessary, we would return to the applicant and county staff to respond to any such testimony. And it, now that I'm looking, it does appear we do have the applicant on this first matter, so that's great. But with that, I'll go ahead and get county staff sworn in. So with that, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you just state and spell your name for the record and explain your role here at the county?
Yeah, my Carla Lundgren, C-A-R-L-A-L-U-N-D-G-R-E-N. And I am the land use and environmental planner assigned to this project.
Great. Thank you so much. And did my explanation of the exhibits track with what you were hoping I would review in advance of this first matter?
Yes, I also have two additional exhibits to add to the record that I believe you received ahead of time as well. So the floor plan layout of the existing SFR and the floor plan layout of the detached garage with the rec space above it were added secondary.
Okay, yes, and sorry, I did receive them and look at them. I just couldn't remember which of the two ADUs they related to. So those are on the Brandis one. So that would put us at 21 total exhibits. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and admit those into the record. And with that, I think we're ready to go. So go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Hearing Examiner. Today, I am presenting a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit in the rural residential zone. The next one. Okay. We're waiting for the slides to catch up. There we go. Oh, okay.
Not too far. There we go.
The applicant proposes to construct a 569 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit. The property currently has a 2,102 square foot primary residence occupied by the owner and applicant. The application was deemed complete on July 15th, 2022. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provide recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11355, the Department of Community Development used the optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated August 24th, 2022. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on October 6, 2022. The SEPA appeal period expired October 20th, 2022, and no appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, the subject site is 5.33 acres and is located in North Kitsap Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows development consistent with the rural residential zone, single-family homes, and garage structures. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity. The site is within the rural residential zone shown in green. The east, south, and west properties are also zoned rural residential, and the north parcel is zoned Kitsap County Park. Zoning setbacks for this parcel are established in Kitsap County Code Chapter 17-420. The front setback to the south is 50 feet. The side setbacks to the west and east are 20 feet, and the rear setback to the north is 20 feet. This proposal meets all required setback requirements. The critical area map shows landslide hazards, moderate erosion hazards, moderate seismic hazards, and a fish-bearing stream mapped on the eastern portion of the site. The proposed ADU is located over 388 feet from the nearest critical area. The proposal is conditioned to follow the requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17, specifically all requirements for ADUs in Kitsap County Code 17-410-060B3. The project will also be conditioned for stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner resides in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 1,051 square feet, and the proposed ADU is 569 square feet. The ADU is proposed to be 130 feet from the primary residence. The ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. The ADU meets all the required setbacks for the rural residential zone. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The proposed ADU is not an RV, and the ADU will use the existing driveway off Northwest Birkenfeld Way. The site is developed with a 2,102 square foot home with a 705 square foot attached garage, a 952 square foot detached garage with 760 square feet of recreation space above, a paved driveway, and a septic system. The recreation space above the detached garage does not have a kitchen or a bathroom and is not considered an accessory dwelling unit or accessory living quarters. Access for the ADU is proposed from the northwest Birkenfeld Way to a shared driveway. The floor plan for the existing single family home shows the square footage for the primary home to determine the maximum size allowed for the ADU. The floor plan also allows the department to determine whether the accessory dwelling units, whether other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters exist on the property, of which there are none in this instance. The floor plan for the 952 square foot detached garage with second floor rec room shows that there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property as well. Photos of the existing primary residence demonstrating elevation and style of home. The floor plan for the ADU shows the size of 569 square feet, which is which is a below the 900 square foot allowance. The elevations for the ADU, this provides the basis for similar architectural style that the ADU must meet. And finally, the department finds the proposal consistent with the comprehensive plan, and we recommend approval with 27 conditions. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Maybe can we just go back to the maybe the aerial? I've seen a lot of very strange lots. Maybe that was the one.
There, yeah.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure I understood access. So, could you just walk me from above, kind of in your? Is it the white?
Yes. So access comes from Northwest Birkenfeld Way, which is the southwest.
Okay.
Parcel line.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the access. There is no access in the central or eastern part of the parcel.
Okay. So it's a very one of the weirdest shaped lots I've seen in a long, long time, but that's not, in my mind, I would have just thought, oh, it's a flag lot or something, and you're coming in from somewhere weird. Not that, but this is unrelated. It's so strange. Do we know why it looks how it looks?
I don't have the history of the forming of that parcel. Perhaps the applicant, if you'd like to ask the applicant. I do know that that central to eastern portion of the parcel is heavily constrained with critical areas. And I believe there's also 100-foot, I think it's a transmission utility type easement running north to south on the eastern part as well. So it's pretty restricted on that side.
Sure. Okay. Just want to, again, not something we need to get into. And thank you. I just thought I'd ask, but just so I understood, at least in terms of how one would get to the parcel, so it would be from essentially the south.
Yeah, so they are accessing currently from that south. If you want to go to the site plan. So let's see. Yeah.
I think.
There we go. So you that same southwest parcel line or the south parcel line there, that's where they're getting their access. Right there. Yeah, that corner, the south, very southwest corner.
Great, thank you. And now looking more closely, I do see the electrical transmission easement, and so that's probably the big PSE or something, and there's big, huge buffer requirements. Okay, it almost looks like, I don't know, a machine gun or something. I was trying to think, what is that shape? But thank you for clarifying the access. That was the one big question that I had. I reviewed everything else, and I did not actually have any additional questions related to this one. And then real quick, so those final two exhibits that were sent late in the evening or yesterday, whenever they came in, just describe really quickly what they were for the record.
So the first one is the floor. It's just a hand-drawn floor plan of the existing SFR, which I did not include in the presentation because I realized I had already had an existing floor plan for the SFR already included. But I did not have a floor plan for the garage with the rec space above, which I figured there would be questions about that space above the garage, whether it was habitable or not, or considered an accessory living quarters. So I'd ask the applicant to just draft something up for me so I can include a visual for you.
Okay. So if you got peppered with questions by the hearing examiner, you were ready to go.
Yes.
But essentially, in this case, and you didn't cover it, I believe, in your presentation, but that garage with the sort of, playroom, I don't know how we would think of it, clubhouse would not be considered an ADU. Is that
correct? No bathroom and no kitchen is present in that on that floor.
Excellent. Okay, well, then I think that does address the questions I had. And I know we do have someone here on behalf of the applicant. And so I think we'll go to them next. I saw Stacy Brandis.
Yes.
Hi, I'll get you sworn in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
And if you could just state and clearly spell your name for the recording.
Stacy Brandis, S-T-A-C-Y. B-R-A-N-D-E-S.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. And your opportunity now to clarify anything or provide any additional information you feel myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of my making a decision on this proposal.
No, the process was pretty straightforward. The Carla explained the entry requirements or location, I think pretty sufficiently and accurately, at least for me, because I live here. And then just additional clarification, the upstairs, I'm actually out in the detached shop right now. That's all we did was just put a TV in there, a place to gather for our kids when they were still living at home. So it's converted in slowly into more storage now than anything. But I think that's about it. Right. Unless anyone had questions for me or would like some additional information.
Well, just the one, just to ensure, you had an opportunity to review the staff report and the recommended conditions of approval that Ms. Lundgren prepared. Is that right?
Yes. And I had no questions.
Excellent. And then if you have an answer, great. We don't need to dive in deep. I was just curious about the shape of the lot. If you happen to know, I don't see lots that shape every day. If you don't know, yeah. No problem.
Yeah. So looking back at the prior to Chinook purchasing these and having the parcels redefined to meet the rural residential zoning requirements for 5 acres per dwelling or residence. If you were to look back at the previous layout of what these parcels were, it didn't meet that. So in order to accommodate that, all the homes to the south of me, those properties drop off into ravines and everything. So it pushed my particular parcel to take on that shape to meet the minimum 5 acre requirements.
Okay, well, that explains it, because I think you're at about 5.3 or so, and okay, well, now I get it. And again, no major impact at all on this. I just, out of curiosity. So thank you for sharing that with me. I don't have any, again, additional specific questions or comments on this first proposal. Checking in, it looks like we have one other person that is attending virtually, who I believe is our applicant on the second matter that we're going to hear, Brian Brown. But do we have anyone in the room there?
We do not.
Okay, we do not. So with that, Carla Lundgren, am I correct in thinking we can go ahead and move on from this first proposal?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I don't see any major issues or concerns based on the review of the record that I received and the testimony I heard here today. So it will be my intent on this first matter to take this under review and ultimately issue a decision here in the next, ultimately it would be 3 weeks, to the extent that here in Kitsap County, we do leave the record open one additional week, just in case there have been issues in relation to access with technology. So good luck with the project, and we'll move on to the second proposal. And this is going to be number 2201796. And this is the Rosencrantz request for conditional use permit for an ADU relating to property. And this one is that, sorry, got to pull up my other notes. 10221 Northeast Kingston View Court. And so I think Ms. Lundgren, you're also presenting this one. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I'll let you dive in and I'll pull up the rest of my notes.
Okay.
You're already ready to go. There you go.
All right. So again, this project is another accessory dwelling unit in a rural residential zone, so a conditional use permit. The applicant proposes to construct an 880-foot square foot detached accessory dwelling unit. The property currently has a 1,767 square foot primary residence occupied by the owner applicant. The application was deemed complete on April 13th, 2022. The notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21, Land Use and Development Procedures, which provides that recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department, but there was one agency comment received from the Suquamish tribe regarding the increased impervious surface area proposed with the detached garage and driveway shown on the site plan. The detached garage and driveway are not part of the ADU proposal and were reviewed under building permit 22-00160. Pursuant to WAC 197-11355, the Department of Community Development used the optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated September 14th, 2022. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on September 26th, 2022. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, the subject site is 2.31 acres and is located in North Kitsap, Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows development consistent with the rural residential zone, single-family homes, and garage structures, and the proposed ADU is consistent with the properties within the vicinity. The site is located within the rural residential zone shown here in green. All surrounding properties are also zoned rural residential. The setbacks for this parcel are 50 feet from the front, which is the south parcel line, 20 feet from the sides west and east, and 20 feet is the rear setback to the north. This proposal meets all required setbacks. There are no critical areas located on this property. The proposal is conditioned to follow the requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17, specifically all requirements for ADUs in Kitsap County Code 17-410-060-B3. The project will also be conditioned for stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. There are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. The owner resides in the primary residence. 50% of the primary residence is 884 square feet, and the proposed ADU is 884 square feet. The ADU is proposed to be 120 feet from the primary residence. The ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. The ADU meets all required setbacks. All health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. The ADU is not an RV. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Northeast Kingston View Court to a shared driveway. Building permit 22-00160 was reviewed and issued for the addition off the main driveway and detached garage that will provide parking for the ADU. The floor plan for the single family home shows the square footage of the primary home to determine the maximum size allowed for the ADU. So I want to pause here for a second to point out a discrepancy between the assessor's office and what the applicant was able to provide DCD as far as square footage. So the applicant provided documentation supporting the primary square footage as 1,767 square feet per the original building permit 11-96813. The assessor's webpage has the square footage of this home being only 1,760. That documentation is included in the staff report and it is exhibit 14 and 15. DCD accepts the documentation provided by the applicant and will use 1,767 square feet for the ADU allowable size limits. The floor plan also shows that the department whether or not there is already an accessory dwelling unit or accessory living quarters existing on the property, none of which exist in this instance. Photos of the primary residence demonstrating evaluation and style of the home. Floor plan for the ADU shows the size proposed as 884 square feet, which meets the allowable size of 884 square feet. The elevations for the ADU provides the basis for similar architectural style that the ADU must meet. And finally, the department finds a proposal consistent with the comprehensive plan and recommends approval with 25 conditions. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Just first question, because I didn't discuss it right at the outset, but on this particular matter, I believe it was 19 exhibits that were
correct. Provided.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then going backward, the where we paused about the discrepancy in size, which you had provided information in the staff report, but just to be clear, that discrepancy of seven, I guess, square feet doesn't have any major impact in terms of what would be allowed.
Well, no, it would make a difference. So there was with originally going with the assessor's square footage, it would only allow an 880 square foot ADU, and the proposed was 884 square feet. So sending that back to the applicant and having a conversation and sort of unlayering all of what was to come, it was discovered that the original permit was approved and finaled at 1,767 square feet and not 1,660. I know the applicant did go back to the assessor's office and try to discuss, you know, resolve the issue with them, which potentially he still needs to do. But DCD was satisfied with the documentation that we were provided to acknowledge that there is a discrepancy, but that we are going with what the permit was finaled and approved for.
Okay. And sorry, I think you just may have said 1,660, but it's 1760 versus 1767.
Yes, I apologize. Yes, 1767 versus 1760. Yes.
Sure. And I understand that it would have an impact in the way that the math works out, but in terms of the limitation under the maximum size, isn't that 850? I'm sorry, I was trying to find it while we're talking, but
so the code reads it, the allowable ADU size is 50% of the existing SFR or 900 square feet, whichever is less. So
okay.
In this case, it would be 50% of the existing SFR.
Right. So but no matter which number, we'd still be under 900. That
correct.
Was okay. Because I think, man, the hearing examiner must really look too closely. No, I'm kidding. But I just wanted to make sure that we didn't end up in a situation where that number was such that either we'd be at 901 or 899 or something weird. It was just, yes, it'll have an impact, but not that it pushes us over that threshold.
Right. No, it does not. I just wanted to, put it on record that we had done our due diligence and that we are satisfied with the documentation.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate catching those details. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't going to trigger something different one way or the other, but county staff is confident that the number I should use is that 1767 number.
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. With that, I think that was the only major question that I had, and you had already obviously planned and did address it in advance of me asking. So I think I don't have any additional questions on this specific matter, but I do believe we have one of the applicants here. I think it's Brian Brown.
Yes.
Brian Brown, thank you. I'll swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth and testimony you give here today?
I do.
And if you could just spell your name for the recording.
Name is Brian Brown, BrianBrown.
Great. Thank you for being here. And so this is your opportunity to present any additional information or provide any clarifying details that you would like.
Yeah, I just want to go a little bit over the square footage. You know, probably that was a little bit all my fault. I have been working with a builder, and I think this was their first ADU. So this kind of probably wasn't something they've run into before. If you look at like the real estate sites, it shows this house, the main house is 1776 square feet. I took the blueprints that I had a copy of and measured the house, and that matched up. So I off that number as half of that is 888, and we had a building plan for 8884. So I thought I had some buffer room. And you know, the 1767 is actually the heated space of the house, which throws a number a little bit off that we submitted. I did reach out to the assessor. They say they do round their numbers. So the square footage that they had rounded, like one portion of the house is 55.6 inches long, and they rounded that down to 55, and that's how they came up with their number. So, and she also stated, we don't consider ourselves a system of record for square footage, and that they don't change their numbers. So, you know, I just want to point out, I'm not trying to sneak in an extra 100 square feet here. I was following what I thought was, you know, but I should have got that clarified from the department on what number they used to come up with the main house. And it's probably 4 square feet would have been easy to fix early in the process, but we were kind of late in the game. So we tried to just get it moved forward with the number we had.
Okay. So ultimately the number the county is using is that 1767, I believe, and which would limit the size to 884, I think, but you had just said 888.
Right. Right. I was just saying that based on the original numbers, I thought we would work off was the, you know, the actual square footage of the house. So that's where, which was 1776, and it came out as, you know, allowable, should have been 888. So I thought what we submitted, we were safe, but I didn't realize that the county would look, or the permitting department would look at the assessor's numbers. So that's what kind of threw the curveball.
Well, all I'm asking, Mr. Brown, is do you accept that 884 number? Are you concerned about that number because some plans have already been drawn? That's what I'm
saying. No, that we committed the plans last November. We actually submitted the building permit in December of last year. And so we had the cup, and then we had to submit an ADU cup, which kind of threw us off and why this is going so long. But yeah, the plans have been solid since last November.
And those, okay. And the plans are 884, no issue there. You're ready Correct. To go as soon
yeah.
as.
Yeah. But it's know. Totally engineered for that. So it's, yeah, we just, hopefully just we can stay on that number.
I think that, I think we're set there. And so what I would ask is, having now covered and explained all that, you had an opportunity to review the staff report the county staff prepared along with the recommended conditions of approval.
Yeah, and we're good with that.
Okay, no concerns.
No concerns.
Excellent.
And it's a nice square property. I just want to point that out as well.
I saw, you know, there's always something to ask about. And this one, it was that, you know, 7 square footage versus a really wacky property shape. But but thank you. I don't have any further questions for you. It does not appear that we have any members of the public that have joined virtually. And it looks like in the room, I'm looking to see no one there.
No one.
Excellent. So Carla Lundgren, anything final on behalf of county staff?
No.
Okay. Well, if only all my days were this straightforward. Having reviewed the record in this matter, as with the first matter, I don't see anything that has been a red flag or caused concerns. And so it is my intent to issue a decision here in the next 3 weeks approving this proposal with the conditions that have been recommended by county staff. So with that, I think we can conclude. We were going to hear one other matter, but it has either been postponed or canceled. So I think we are done for the day. So thank you to county staff and those that participated today. Wish you all safety and good health. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.